This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is The Woods,
Grr.
The show made by bears for the bear community, their admirers and supporters all around Australia and the world. Brought to you from Melbourne's Joy 94.9 studios.
Woof,
Grr.
Good evening. You are listening to The Woods. Yes, it sounds a little bit different. Why is there a woman on the radio? Well, this is Mama Bear Michelle coming from Family Matters. I am the resident...
Mama Bear.
Now, in the studio, we have, sound off,
Jess James,
Cam, Disney Princess Cam.
Disney Princess.
I get the title every time.
Disney Princess. I don't know this. Please recap me.
It's an unusual lineup tonight.
It was basically because I'm a Disney freak. I love Disney movies.
Interesting. I love like Baloo. You just kind of rub your back up against things and
about the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Oh dear lord, this is going to be one of those shows.
It's karaoke, I think. Now
we're in trouble.
So literally, it was just in the competition last year for Mr. Big Bears where I got stumped on a Frozen lyric, and Mark's give it carried on ever since. And
stumped on a Frozen lyric.
A Frozen lyric.
How much cornier does it get than Cam?
Considering
Disney references every second word.
Considering it was the biggest movie of
the
time.
Every bloody Disney movie has some form of woods in it, so there we go. That suits very well.
Exactly.
Now, if you haven't been listening so far, we have a carryover.
The story so far.
And for those playing at home, this is a continue-on show from Family Matters. We're discussing our show tonight with the Mick and...
Claire.
And Mick has won
Mr. Big Bear 2017.
That's right. Now, you are a very different bear.
Well, I suppose.
Different to what?
Different to what? Well... Now, Mr. Vic Bear has a wife
and
children, and they're happily married, which is very different than most of the bears we would find out
there. My ring's on the wrong finger, unfortunately.
Clearly.
We don't want to be talking about your ring, Cam.
I'm talking about my gorgeous white gold ring I'm holding in my hand right now.
But I'm sure your partner is not female.
Well, I don't even have a partner, unfortunately.
Now.
Smallest violin in the world.
Okay, so basically, that was what's so unique. We had pretty much more of the family show, but now we're going to go play in the woods and have the darker side of the story.
Oh, yes.
Now,
hold on tightly, folks. This could be a very interesting show tonight.
Yeah, it really could. There's three of us. It's going to be very interesting.
Oh, it will be. I mean, we're singing Disney songs. So
already.
All right. So how has your week been?
My week was really good, actually. I've had loads happening, and I've got the excitement of the Queer Film Festival coming up.
Nice.
And busy at work and all that
kind
of
stuff.
Did
you go to Mardi Gras or anything?
Do you know what? I actually didn't. I'm one of those people. I have been to one. We're talking about Mardi Gras, of course. I've been to one in my entire life. Firstly, because I was mostly living in New Zealand and didn't want to jump the ditch.
Yep.
Secondly, because just quietly, you know, like it's great that we've got listeners all around Australia. But no offense, folks, I'm a Melbourne lover. I'm a true, true Melbourne boy. and also because the thing that got me there in the beginning, the one I went to was...
What was his name?
Olivia.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Because I went to the 30th birthday when Olivia was the key, the big star, 3 o'clock in the morning. And Hex Hector, who's a
Steve. I actually wonder, with next year being the 40th, who is the big actor?
Who will be the big
actor? I didn't want to say anything.
Mama Bear, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be keeping that secret.
We can sing a duet of Bare Necessities together. That'd be fantastic.
It's got to be Cam singing Frozen.
Gosh, no.
He'll dress as Marshmallow and do his best.
I will
Elsa.
Dress as Elsa, thank you very much. I'll have my long braid coming out the side. It'd be fantastic. Glorious.
Can you please next week, when you're on the show with Mark, come in with a long braid just to see what Mark does.
Mark's already seen me in drag. Don't you worry. He loves it. Bear Dell's always made an appearance.
So how was your week?
My week was actually pretty full on. I finally, after living on the couch for 3 months in my new place, I finally got my bed.
The bear necessities?
The bear necessities, which has been fantastic to have a bed again. But no, I've actually been...
Why is that, Cam?
Because my back was starting to suffer.
Oh,
James,
oh, the boring
wasn't
stuff.
Interesting. no, but I've actually been very busy doing my homework for the Taste of Radio course.
No.
I'm currently halfway through.
Are you doing that fantastic course that Joy put on that people can along and get to be part of the...
Can you tell us more about that fantastic
tell us. By all means, you learn the fantastic runnings of Joy 94.9.
How to skillfully panel.
How to skillfully... I actually was... In my mind, when I was doing it last weekend, I was actually thinking of James, how he does everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, he hit the wrong button.
No, I didn't, actually. I'm like, you've done this before, but no, I've been watching James.
but are you more interested in doing the panel, or do you want to be more like Mama Bear when you grow up?
Mama Bear, I always want to be like you.
Oh, there's so many places that conversation could go. All of them wrong.
Well, on that note, you are listening to The Woods.
For all things bear, cub, otter or wolf and any other woodland creature, The Woods on Joy 94.9.
Well, there's lots of woodland creatures in the room here today.
Told her own
I am Mama Mish, the mama bear of the room. And tonight, as a follow-on show from Family Matters...
We're going to talk about sex.
Baby.
Just talk about like Salt and Pepper did a few seconds ago.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now... Our guest tonight, following on from the Family Matters show, is Mick, who has won Mr. Vic Bear's 2017.
Woo!
As I've mentioned earlier, he has a wife and children. Scandalous. Anyway.
He's not the only man in the room with that joy, but we'll talk about that later.
Are you talking about me?
No, I'm actually talking... I'm talking about myself, actually.
Really? You have a wife?
Not a wife, but I did once. But I do have a child and a grandchild.
So did I.
Yeah,
not grandchild.
I know.
So.
All by myself.
Anyway, back to the talk about sex.
So... Hello, Mick.
Hello, Michelle.
Oh, that was deliberate. That was dirty, Mick.
That's
deliberate.
That's like 1-900 number right there.
See, I actually want to join you on that now.
Oh, my Lord.
Call me now.
Oh, baby.
00551010.
I'm getting voiceover.
And Cam and I really wish we could.
I know. I'm like...
I feel like almost conducting this interview now.
Oh, this is
complete baritone.
No.
Just look the other way, Cam.
Suddenly I'm getting sweats. Now, you both have been married for 5 years together. Claire, you identify as sexually fluid yourself.
Correct.
We're not going to be technical here. Now, Mick, you're very similar, but you identify more as pansexual.
Yeah, only because it, to me, gender and gender identity and all that stuff, it doesn't really matter. I don't care. If I'm attracted to you and you're consenting to have sex with me, then, hey, you know, if it was all my wife says okay, I could do it.
Except if they've got boobies and the female genitalia.
Come on. How many men out there have boobies?
Me! About a B cup at the moment.
He just deftly switched it back to him. Did you notice?
Should I give him my bra?
No.
Will it fit?
Yeah, my hands are a C cup. Oh, you're almost there.
Almost there. Now, in your 5-year relationship, you were very both open about your past, your history. Claire, you've been with women, your semi relationships, whatever. You both decided to start a relationship. What drove you to each other? Like, what made you decide to, instead of pursuing with women or pursuing with men, what made you decide going forward to have a relationship?
I guess I had had relationships with women in the past, and they didn't tend to be what I wanted or what I... Maybe I wasn't looking in the right spots.
Not hearing enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I guess I always tended to take the... upper hand in the relationships. Mm-hmm. So it was always me doing the paying of the money and doing all that sort of stuff. So
they didn't wear the right colour plaid, did they?
No, correct.
Okay, yep.
Exactly. So I just decided that wasn't for me at that time. And I met Michael through the internet, as I said before, and he turned up on my doorstep and I had a list of things that I wanted in a partner.
Something soft enough, something... warm enough, something just
long
right.
Enough.
Something
yep.
hard enough.
Yep.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Exactly. That was my outside voice again.
And he ticked off pretty much all of them. So
beautiful.
He was it.
And yourself, Mick, you said earlier that it was more of your drive of wanting children and more of that.
Yeah. I mean, I very nearly wound up in a relationship with a transgender female.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, once you go tranny, really, it's worth going back to fanny.
Well,
oh.
Oh,
my Lord. Mm-hmm.
The difficulty I had with that, it wasn't any sort of shame or anything like that. It was that I really had this big drive to have children. It's been something I wanted to do since I was a young boy.
Look, and
boy,
I understand no matter how long we leave our legs up in the air, it's just not going to
stick.
Yeah,
that's right. It doesn't matter how much I mm-hmm. put in there. It's just not going to happen. All the ingredients have to be present. And yeah.
It has to be just right.
That's right.
Exactly. Not the right kind of investment. Right?
Yeah, no.
Now, again, we're just recapping for all of those playing at home. Now, you have made an arrangement. Now, it was through a discussion with your sister around a beauty pageant, things like that, made you decide to actually go for the Vic Bears.
Yeah, that's kind of the impetus, if you like, for driving me toward applying to become Mr. Vic Bear. And I was very well supported by Erin, who was Vic Bear 2014, and a close friend of mine for, 7 years or something like that. And all the bears when I got to the Laird were very supportive and very welcoming. And
so really not much negativity to your lifestyle?
No, not at all. There was a few raised eyebrows. But
how about after the results were announced, Mick? Has it been since then? I was there on the night and really enjoyed the whole competition. But what's it been like since then?
For the most part, it was very, very welcoming and very supportive.
Mm-hmm.
There was some whispers, but you know we kind of don't mention the whispers.
Well, to be honest, I am going to mention them.
Okay.
Because I'm a cow at that. But no, I think
be nice, Cam.
I think what it was is the fact that you personally, you identified differently to what the norm within the bear community is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's wrong by any means. Don't take that on.
No.
But what I'm saying is that people are inquisitive and want to know.
Yes.
And so by doing that, they're just going, oh, did you hear? Did you hear? Oh, oh, oh. But that's exactly what we're like.
Mm.
We are, the bear community is worse than 16-year-old schoolgirls.
Sweetheart, it's the entire LGBT community. Each category is very blindsided to its own community.
Yeah.
And the thing is, in order for us to grow and whatever, we have to start breaking those barriers. And that's some of the stuff I do as a transgender woman. I try to break those barriers. Like, I'll come in here and, so Mick, how are you going? You know, and have a bit of fun and try to break those barriers because it doesn't matter about our identity. I identify as pansexual as well.
Hmm.
You know, I have an ex-wife. I have two children, things like that. You know, it's how are you going, Mick? but the thing is, seriously, I'm a tranny who likes fanny, though. It's kind of hard, you know. But anyway.
I don't think fanny's been said enough on this show.
This is not a visual medium, but I just want people to know there's a hell of a lot of jostling chairs and it's like Grand Central Station.
I think I'm
going
to have
tonight.
To switch spots in the break, people.
There's a lot of sweating going on.
Just take your legs off the bench. That's
but the thing is,
do something unusual, Cam.
Is this? I think this is something that the gay community needs.
Yeah.
Is to break down a bit of that. It's
ironically, I kind of went into the Bear, Mr. Vic Bear competition with promoting acceptance rather than tolerance and accepting people for how they are and who they are and when they are. Like, because you can't. It's just not how and who. It's some people are not ready to be, you know, full on metamorphosis into whatever they're going to become, and then later on they are. So it's just, you know, it's who, why, where, and when, and
trust
me. Accept it.
And yeah, that's
my beard was as long as yours, and it's going to take a long time. So trust me, for everyone, it takes a long time.
I think one of the interesting things from my perspective, like I'm older than probably you guys all added up together, and
really?
my journey was not dissimilar in that I was gay as a 19-year-old, but I wanted kids, so I married, told the woman I was engaged to that I was gay, and, you know, we negotiated that. Mm-hmm. Then after 6 or 7 years, we broke up. Then for the next 7 years, I was with guys. And then I met this woman who completely blew me away, and I totally fell in love. And all this time, I was telling people, people said to me, oh, you must be bi, you must be bi. I'm not bi, I'm a gay man, but I happen to have fallen in love with a woman. But you know, Mick, the tragic part for me, having met this wonderful woman, and I'm sure it's a very similar experience for you with Claire, because she's such a lovely person already.
She's awesome.
But having met this wonderful woman and trying to stay connected with my gay friends, it was horrid. It was absolutely awful.
Oh.
She got slated. She was cold-shouldered. I tried to stay with the... I had a small, you know, small group of long-standing friendships. Mm. Not one of them survived that transition.
And see, I had something similar where my ex identified as a bit sexually fluid as well. And before we split, not because of me being transgender, but our relationship was split apart, and we got into the swinging scene.
Mm.
And so because she needed to express herself more, and I'd already been more expressive with my sexuality, but I was, for, you know, 10 years, monogamous to her and everything. But navigating that space and sharing yourself, but then coming back together, it is a hard place to navigate. And so I'm very curious how you're dealing with that, Claire, and how you are going back and forth with that.
I guess physically we haven't really had to navigate too much as yet, because it's not as if Michael's left and gone, all right, see you, I'm going out with such and such tonight.
I'm just going out for a beer tonight.
Yeah, pretty much. With you know, apart from going up to Mardi Gras, but, you know, who knows what happened up there.
Yep.
What happens in Mardi Gras stays in Mardi Gras.
But really, we're quite open.
I'm sorry, I had to laugh.
That's
because
all right.
There was this snap that Mick did for such a blokey man.
it was Princess Disney, really.
Yes, because I got my whip as well.
It's fine. So the lady was speaking. Anyway.
That's all right. We're quite open, so really, I would expect him to come home and say, well, we did this and we did this, and if that's what he wants to do, then that's fine.
As long spaghetti's on the table.
As I said, as long as they don't have the same bits as me, then... So I don't consider it cheating.
I want to ask you a question about this, because I know that when I was in an open relationship, it was very difficult for me to accept my partner's things. But I'm going to go on this a bit more when we come back, because I think that it's actually a topic we can delve in a bit more and get some people actually calling in about.
Beautiful. Well, you are listening to The Woods. This is Mama Bear. We'll be back shortly. And if I can make
it to the middle of this tightrope. This is Matt Albert from San Francisco. Well, then you can find a way to make it out here too. You're listening to The Woods on Joy 94.9. And if I can make it to the middle
of this tightrope. Welcome back to the... Yeah. Woo.
Matt Alba.
Oh. That's Tiger, isn't it? Not Bear.
It is. Cam's gone Tiger. Now, we were discussing... This is Mama Bear. We're on the... Wow, we're showing pictures off tonight. I was showing...
Yes, you were showing pictures off just then. Yeah. My lord!
See, I was a bear before.
You were a bear. A very, very, very attractive bear.
Anyway, this
settle
is...
Cam, this settle, Cam.
Down, boy.
Grr. All right, now, Mick, back to you.
Yes.
Where were we?
Well, I was actually going to ask Claire a question.
You were going to ask Claire a question.
Memory. Claire, you mentioned before the break that basically if Mick was to go out and have fun, let's call it that, with another gentleman... And when he come home, you would basically want him to be honest with you.
Yes, with pictures.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
Sorry, what? Did I say that? Did that come out loud? Sorry.
The thing is, like, I have been...
I like Claire more by the minute.
I know, we're getting there. But no, I was in a relationship, and we were in an open relationship. Mm-hmm. Now, this was a very, very difficult thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
I am the Disney princess. I have the oh, my God, I can't even speak. I have the fantasy ideal of a relationship. The white picket fence, the stay home and cuddle on the couch on the weekend, watch the movies, da 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 da. It was a very hard concept for the open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It was difficult for you to get to the point with Mick to be able to have that conversation about knowing what goes on and everything else.
No, because I've always felt like that. It's not something that's new to me, that if... I guess I don't consider, if you're going off with somebody else that doesn't have the same bits as me, I don't consider it cheating. So then it's not, that's what I've always thought.
Okay. No, because it was just interesting. I just sort of had that idea.
I think we get a good understanding that he can go off on the road as long as he comes back and tells the stories.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a phrase that Mick used before, and I laughed. I loved it. What was there? Something about as long as they've got the something a tackle or something.
As long as they've got the tackle, he's allowed to tackle.
That was it. Oh my god! But it was on the floor.
But it really does speak to the whole kind of stereotypical. You know, one. I mean, I'm old. One man, one woman. Blah blah blah. But now it's what you know. Two women or two men, as long as, you know, you don't kind of rock the boat or do anything unusual, that whole stereotypical stuff where when people step outside of those boundaries, people start to look at them funny.
He can go out for McDonald's as long as he comes home for steak.
And sex is sex, really. It's just, it's probably an emotional connection, which is more disturbing, I guess, is the...
Oh, wow. So do you guys actually, I mean, this is me being personal and tell me if this is over personal, but do you actually, have you negotiated? What are your do's and don'ts? What are the rules?
I think that was it. As long as they don't have bits.
I think in the discussion it was something along the lines of not immediate close friends.
That's a big one.
Yeah. I think it ended with they have to be fatter than you or something.
Well, I'm in then.
But you know, we discussed it. It's probably an ongoing discussion rather than a concluded one. You know? It's like, you know, we discussed a contract. I produced one just so you know we didn't have any sort of disagreement sort of thing.
Yeah,
but Claire didn't really see the point of that. So that was.
It's about setting rules and that guideline. Yeah. And it's even though Claire didn't want it or didn't like it,
that's such a blokey
she's always
thing.
Got that thing to say. You said, and she can literally point back to it.
But a woman doesn't really need it on paper.
I was going to say that's a really blokey thing. The idea of a contract and having something in black and white and being
basically
clear.
We signed a contract when we got married.
Yeah, you did.
So it's like if we want to. Make an amendment to the contract. I thought, well, maybe we just have another bit of paper and just. But you know, she said we didn't need it, so we don't need it.
But I like how Claire said, you know, sex at the end of the day is just sex. You know, it's what you have outside that. And trust me, I know this is from somebody who knows what a soulmate is. Sex at the end of the day is just sex.
Yeah.
You know, it's who's going to be there in the end. Who's going to be there when you're older? Who's going to be there when the chips are all out? You know.
Who are you coming home to?
Yeah, exactly.
Who do you want to be in a rocking chair with when you're old and grey like me?
Amen.
It doesn't matter where you get your appetite as long as you come home for lunch, basically.
Pretty much.
Wow. It's very interesting conversation because I feel like I'm the one who's on the opposite side of the fence and all you guys on the other side of the fence. And it's like,
now I get it.
Come over to our side.
But it's just me and the fact that I said I'm going to out myself here. It took me 26 years, to get in my first relationship because I have a big thing about trust and it's not just about trust within my relationship and everything else, about people in general. So it took me a long time to get into a relationship to start with. And so as soon as I get into one, it's like, well, hang on, I've got to really build a lot more trust with you before you can go out and jump the fence. And it's I'm single now, and this is why I'm very much on the note. If I'm in a relationship, it's very monogamous, it's very one-sided, it's me. And I'm a selfish little bitch, but that's just me.
Stop holding the microphone, Cam, and let these guys speak.
All I can say to that, Cam, is walls are great for protecting you, but walls are also used to build prisons. So what are you doing to yourself there? You know, just
I'm making myself a slave in the prison.
Get a sledgehammer and knock those walls down, buddy.
Now, I've got to ask, what will happen if the day comes where Claire decides she wants to go and explore her... girl-on-girl time.
I was waiting for this question.
Same thing. I want to see the photos, and I'm all for it. You know, I'm happy to sit back and just watch or whatever.
That is such a boy response.
It is.
It really
it is.
Is.
It is.
And have you guys, bringing up subject of safe sex, have you guys had to negotiate that? How difficult was that? And what are your agreements?
I think really that's just a given.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just you respect yourself, you respect your partner.
Mm.
do the best you can to keep that respect and trust. That's
and have you had to bone up on HIV, the current story? Do you know things like, you know, the PEP, the PrEP, the all that kind of undetectable stuff?
I've talked about PrEP with a few people, just to, because I don't know anything about it to start with. And it sounds like an awesome thing, but
Has this been something that maybe what you've decided maybe to get regular checkups or how is this sort of?
Well, I do anyway. When I was younger, I was diagnosed bipolar, so I was hypersexual, and I just, you know, if two legs in a hole, and I would fuck it. Basically, it was so my psychologist at the time said to me, "Look, do yourself a favor, get tested." And I had to get tested because of the medication I was on for my liver function test anyway. So every time I got that, which was every 2 to 3 months, I just get a whole sexual health check done at the same time.
Right.
And it was a bit hard for me because at the time I couldn't use... I'm allergic to latex.
Right.
So I couldn't use regular condoms. Yeah, and to buy the polyurethane ones, you could only get them from, like, you know, Sexyland or something like that, and they were $25 and you got 5 condoms.
Right.
Mm. So it was a bit difficult, but yeah, you know, I just used to get tested constantly.
Right. And what's it like now? Like, are you still testing, still keeping up with that kind of process?
Oh, not really, because I've been really monogamous for 5 years, so it's right. Like, haven't really. But you know, if I start, yeah.
How is this going to be? Obviously, you've got quite young children, and being a parent myself. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to discuss relationships with, you know, 11-year-old and 7-year-old, and, you know, changing genders. Your daddy's now, a girl. That sort of thing. That's one conversation. But how is this conversation going to come up when the kids find out? Oh, that I was Mr. Vic Bear, and maybe the next award, or maybe the next thing goes from
same
here.
Same response to anything they ask me. Do whatever makes you happy.
Yeah.
If you're happy and you're comfortable, do it. Do it safely. That's it.
Just want to quickly comment. We've had a couple of messages from Gus in Collingwood. Mr. Vic Bear Mick and his first lady are awesome.
Aww.
And we also had a message. Hope all's going well. Hot Bear waiter at dinner. I tipped him well from Gina. If you want to message us, you can join in the conversation on 0427JOY949, or you can email us at onair.joy.org.au.
Catch up or relive all the Woods has to offer. Listen to the Woods podcast online at joy.org.au or on iTunes or Stitcher. Joy 94.9.
Well, that was different.
I know. We are different, though. Oh, we're a very different show tonight.
Now, since Claire, we have you alone, your husband's away, you're in the woods playing with the bears alone.
Lovely.
She says, rolling her eyes. Oh, here we go again.
She can only, if she has her alone time, they have to have... Well, I am tranny. Maybe Fanny. No. Anyway.
Let's ask her all the questions we couldn't ask while Mick was in the room.
Does that make me a fag hag?
No.
Oh, God, no.
No, we hate that term.
I love that.
Look, we don't like fag hag. What we really like, and this is me personally projecting here, I like the term fairy princess.
That sounded princess in this room.
No, sorry, mate. You're not really a princess. Claire's more princess-like than you.
That's a long way. Sorry.
I'm halfway there.
How do we call this a bear show with this going on?
I know. It's terrible.
You've got the fairy princess.
Oh, yeah.
Disney princess.
You've got the trans woman.
It's a real mixed show. It's a mixed bag show tonight.
Oh.
I feel strangely normal in this room with you guys.
Thanks.
Now, Claire, I'm going to put on more of the bear voice tonight.
Yes.
Now, I honestly believe that sexuality is definitely much more fluid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you foresee yourself maybe going into that sort of space again, maybe with another woman, or do you just see yourself as, or you just don't see where the future might take you?
I guess if the options are there.
Claire, these two over here literally are just gawking at you right now. I'm just like, oh, Claire, I'll protect
you. It's all right. Just look away, Claire. Just look away.
Look at us. We're prettier.
If the options are there, then yes. And if I'm interested and everything's okay at home and I don't, you know, I don't need to be somewhere else,
and
then,
if you swipe right on Tinder...
Tinder.
To be honest, I actually find that, you know, coming from being married since I was 20, I pretty much went back-to-back in marriage, and I've only been single for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And also navigating this now as a woman and being single and the trans thing, whatever, the objectification is just insane. Do you worry that any of that objectification will affect your relationship or affect Mick and some of his, what he's dealing with? Or do you fear this coming into the relationship? Or I'm just curious, are there any fears, any worries, or do you feel you're a solid team?
No, I think we're pretty solid. I don't think we would have gone into this if we weren't. Like, he wouldn't have gone into it if I wasn't comfortable, and vice versa. I wouldn't have pushed him into it if he...
I ask these questions because these are questions that were asked of me at one point, and these are questions that people would be thinking about at home.
Yeah, sure.
Not just making... We're having this conversation what people are thinking.
Yeah. I know a lot of people ask Michael when he won, what are you going to tell your wife when you get home? And he's like, well, she knows. Like, it was as if it was a secret.
She wants me to wear the sash when I'm in bed.
Yeah.
She would have been here if she was allowed.
Yeah, yeah. It's hanging on our wall, so... I know. I knew from the start.
And have you ever had doubts, Claire? Like, have there ever been times, how do you imagine? I mean, relationships have their ups and downs, right?
So there's always.
You know that you're going to have some tough times.
Mm-hmm.
What are your strengths? How do you think that you'll cope with those times?
I think our communication is really strong. Yeah. And I think that's what any relationship needs, really, strong communication.
Now, Now, Mick, now that you've won Mr. Vic Bears, okay, and you've now become, you're pretty much open on a platter, and
it's true,
you will be put in the category of bi, which is going to be giving you, it's what is preceding it, but the thing is there's that, you know, people, the comments of, you know, oh, you're really gay, or, you know, making your mind, stop sitting on the fence, all those sort of things. I'm throwing out the things I've been told and whatever. So now when you're out and about, you're with your mates, you're having a beer and everything, and going forward, how are you navigating people's responses?
I don't drink. I don't have mates that I go out drinking with. And most of my mates who are aware of me now having this title of Mr. Vic Bear are very supportive and encouraging, I'm actually liking this aspect of my friendships with these people, because I never really sort of imagined that they would be not supportive, but the fact that they've been so vocal and so supportive of me has been phenomenal. It's been great.
So where do you go from here?
Do my best job at being a Mr. Vic Bear and promoting Vic Bears throughout Australia and the world. And
do you see yourself maybe advocating more in different spaces? Do you see yourself like the next step of saying being part of certain groups, or do you just see yourself just kind of living your life going forward and just have your relationships the way it is? And
I probably will just be Mick. If someone says to me, oh look, you know, can you come and do this bear event, or can you come along and help us out? Oh, yeah, sure, no worries.
Of course, there is a big Vic Bear coming, a big bear event coming up in the winter. You've got the Mr. Australasia Bear Competition. Yeah. How are you planning for that? Have you got any ideas?
I've blown the dust off the weights.
Oh, really?
I
think you have to do more than that, Mick.
Well, no, I've got Mr. Queensland Bear, and I'm like... Holy
I'm just going to say something, because as we all know, I'm on the Vic Bears Committee. And we're planning Southern Hibernation ready to be launched in 2 weeks, people.
Two weeks. Launch in 2 weeks. When is it, Cam? When does
Southern Hibernation from the 11th through to the 18th of June this year.
Right.
And part of that is the Mr. Australasia Bear Competition, to which rumours have it you might be hearing a familiar voice again on the microphone.
Oh.
but no, it's in all seriousness, what you've got to remember, and I think it's what you already know, is it's not about the beauty. It's about you as a person.
So how do I become the Bearess of 2018?
The Bearette. Oh! I like that. Can I dress in drag and do it too? Can I do it again? Can I
no.
do it again? Oh, damn it.
No, Cam, no.
I'm serious. There needs to be a bit more equality in the bear thing. I am Mama Bear. I mean, look at me, you know?
Mama
I mean,
bear.
What do I need to be as someone who identifies as a woman to get this moving to be a bear at?
Well, look, to be honest with you, Vic Bears is looking at having more mixed events. And I'm not saying that's going to be every week, people. I'm just saying that with Southern Hibernation, we have got a couple of events which are going to be mixed. And, yeah, definitely some improvements there, which is going to be fantastic. But Hibernation will be launching, and I think we're going to come back and probably talk some more, are we, James, about some Vic Bears events?
We are indeed.
Yes.
You're on Joy 94.9. This is The Woods.
Welcome back. You have been listening to The Woods. Now, if you did miss tonight's show, you can get us on our podcast. Well,
yes.
Your podcast and the show with me as well. This is on joy.org.au/The Woods. So what's coming up in the world of bears?
Well, there's Chill Out. What's
chill
happening
out?
In
yes,
Chill Out?
Yes, tomorrow we have lions, tigers and bears. Oh, my. We've got our Chill Out event, our very first Chill Out event. And then on Sunday, we are participating in the march. With our favourite friends, Switchboard. They
Beautiful.
Are our charity. We've invited them to walk with us as well. With that one, they will be, everyone can meet, and there's no sort of set numbers. If you want to march with us, by all means, come
and,
along.
And I know Mick is quite passionate about Switchboard.
Yeah, it's just a little bit.
Yeah, well, it's our charity this year that Vic Bears are supporting. It's, you can contact them on switchboard.org.au or 1-800-184-527. And it's three paid people and the rest are all volunteers and they're
all
just
volunteers.
Supporting the rainbow community in general. They're doing a wonderful job.
Which is fantastic.
Cool. We should have an address with his voice.
Tune into the Switchboard.
And you get one.
And he could say anything. He could read the telephone directory. It wouldn't make any difference.
Look me up and sponsor me on World's Greatest Shave too.
And did you, I was tuned out for a second, Cam, because I was used to listening to your voice droning on tonight.
Oh,
but did you mention the underbear party?
Yes, that's on Friday at Lions, Tigers and Bears. Oh, my. So I will be getting home tonight and I'll be cutting out all the decorations. So it'll be a very late night for myself. Lucky I've got some fantastic movies and a great feed of food at home. So I'll be up all night.
So
Big Bears Committee never sleeps.
You'd watch that's Frozen right. on loop and learn that song.
No, the one I'm actually hooked on now
get
is Sing
words.
With all the dancing pigs. It's fantastic.
Just want to quickly mention that we've had a couple of messages from little Jason in Ivanhoe waving at Mick and a special wave to you, Claire.
Thank you.
Thanks,
hi,
Jason.
Now, if you want to follow some of the voices you hear regularly on Joy FM, you can get myself on Family Matters, which is a show beyond before The Woods. You can din tune also into Mark on The Brekkie Bears on Monday.
Mark and Luke and Esther, on Brekkie Bears?
Exactly. And we got Dean and Rach are going to be on Tuesday for breakfast as well. So
I have to get up earlier on Tuesday, I think, now.
You're going to.
Definitely have to do that. It's going to be a fun morning.
Hairier around here.
Yeah, be curious. And coming up next, Pop Chops. I think their theme tonight is their favorite February songs. Favorite songs from February or something. Too many F's in that one, so I'm struggling with that one. I want to say really, really big thank you to both Mick and Claire. It's been terrific, and we really, 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 more than you can imagine, appreciate it. It's been a marathon for you. The kids have been so patient. You have the most adorable kids. Spending a bit of time playing with them. They're gorgeous, and I'm amazed at how easily they've kind of adapted to this whole kind of...
Well, when Cam's running around, with an Elsa pig... ponytail running around, the kids are going to follow him everywhere.
Michelle, have you seen my hair? I've got none on my head.
Well, we plan on raising our kids with acceptance in their heart. So, they'll grow up knowing nothing else. No hatred or violence or anything. They'll just be accepting.
Amazing. Excellent.
You guys are wonderful. And we'll be back next week.
We are.
Woof-grr.
Joy 94.9. Woof-grr.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.